As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. By golly, be part of it. Welcome to our Friday, July the 29th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. First, my name is still William Roberts. I got good news. Almost got news anyway. Hard facts, yeah, that for sure. And we might even advance a solution or two today. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Yes, our post office is not in any danger of closing. P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, channel 16, and talkstreamlive.com, all carrying the broadcast to their listeners. And I thank you all for doing so. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. Precious metals mixed as the debt debacle prompts safe haven buying, polar bears, carbon shares, mortgage frauds, organic foods, and drought fatigues. Well, we'll talk about that, too. The new world order of Henry St. Simon, the positive science, communal ghosts, lots of material to read from today. We'll take your calls throughout the broadcast as well. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Again, Friday, July the 29th, 2011, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago found gold trading up $7.10 at $1,624.30 an ounce. You heard it right. $16.24.30. Silver this morning up 42 cents at $40.15 a troy ounce. Platinum off $5 at $1,778. Palladium off $3 at $822 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, a $24 spread shaping up here, $1,602.30 for a low, $1,626.20 for a high. But at $1,624.30, your gold is up year to year, $456.70 for a 39.15% return on your investment. In Aurum, that precious noble metal, the London Gold Fixers this morning, the Price Fixers in London, the LBMA. You can find their website, the London Bullion Market Association.org, LBMA.org. Set the price at $1,613.75, and it's been above and below that all morning. The SPDR Gold Shares, folks, this is the spider on the corner of the web, the Barclays Capital, State Street Global Advisors. You know them as the Rothschilds. Exchange Traded Fund. Wow, what action happening here. This morning, they claim to be holding 1,262.97 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, gaining 18.17 metric tons, if my math is right, overnight for a 1% gain in the SPDR gold shares overnight, $65.5 billion. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Friday, July the 29th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back into our market report for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Hold on to your hats. Gold up $7.10 at $1,624.30 an ounce. Silver up 42 cents at $40.15. Platinum off $5 at $1,778. A troy ounce and palladium off $3 this morning at 8:22 even. Again, the lows and the highs in the spot market, 1602.30 for a low, 1626.20 for a high. Opening above the $1,600 peg there, a $24 spread. But again, at $1,624.30, your gold is up year-to-year $456.70. All this happening in the middle of the summer, a 39.15% return on your investment. Again, SPDR gold shares up 1,262.97 metric tons. This off the Reuters website, July the 28th. Apparently, this went down sometime in the day yesterday. SPDR Gold Trust says holdings rise 1.5%. I don't make it that high, but maybe they've got new math working for them. But it says here briefly, the world's largest gold-backed exchange-traded fund, the SPDR Gold Trust, said its holdings rose 1.5% to 1,262.98 metric tons by July the 28th from 1,244.80 tons on July the 27th. Those numbers line up with mine. Record holdings hit a record The holdings, hit a record at 1,320.44 tons on June the 29th of last year. So we're coming back into the same time period, coming back into the same quantities being held. The SPDR gold shares has been very, very slow for months, but things are starting to fire up a little bit over there. Let's go back in and close it out for this morning. The Dow Drone Industrial Average yesterday closed off 62. They're not liking this debt squabble, but it might just go the other way on Monday or Tuesday and go back up like, you know, meteorically. Anyway, down 62 yesterday, closing at 12,240. The NASDAQ closed up one, squeaking it out at 2766. The S&P 500 closed down four at 1301. Crude oil this morning off $1.28. So much for the petrodollar going into the toilet, too. At $96.16 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, the U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up 23 basis points on what news we don't know, but it bumped up a little bit at 74.38, and that impacts the foreign exchange rates where we just, you know, there's lots of blood going on in here today. Canadian loonie off 99 basis points, almost a full point, at $1.04 U.S. The Mexican peso hanging on by its fingernails to the 9-cent peg, off 60 basis points. The multiplier there is 11.7791 pesos to a dollar for 9 cents a pop. Fill up your pockets with pesos at 9 cents a pop. The euro this morning off 6 basis points, the least loser of all, at $1.43. The British pound off 11 basis points at $1.64. That Swiss franc moves up 123 basis points this morning. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.26 now. Really a quarter, you know, 25 cents higher than it was where we started a while back. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year treasuries, the bonded indebtedness, is at 0.39, heading back down towards record low territory again. The 10-year, the benchmark yield at 2.89. The 30-year at 4.22. The 15-year fixed-rate mortgages this morning moving down a bit lower from 3.67% a month ago to 3.64 today. The 30-year mortgage goes the other way, bumping up from 4.50% to 4.51%. The prime rate, of course, chiseled in stone at 3.25%. And your gold-to-silver ratio, 40.44 ounces of silver to bring you home 1 ounce of gold. Let's look at the economy calendar for today. Quite a bit of action happened yesterday that we weren't able to get to because it was coming out and breaking after the broadcast had already begun. Pending home sales, we'll go back to that. Consumer confidence index, we'll pick that up. The natural gas report as well this morning. The gross domestic product is out. Employment cost index is out. The Chicago PMI is out, as so is the consumer sentiment. So let's just go into the reports and look at them all. Chicago PMI, the highlights. Economic trouble isn't evident in the Chicago Purchasers Report, whose headline index remains well above the break-even 50 at a 58.8 this month versus 61.1 and 56.6 in the prior 2 months. New orders are at a 59.4. Of course, these are just numbers. This is an index, so you just have to listen to it and take it for what it's worth. But anyway, they say new orders are at 59.4 to indicate strong monthly growth, though at a slightly slower monthly rate than June 61.2. Backlog orders also rose in the month, all right? So they've got a little bit coming down the pipeline to them, not much, but a little bit. They've got a little bit stronger growth happening this month, and so, you know, things look not so bad. And anyway, let's go on to the next one, consumer sentiment. Consumer sentiment edged even lower. God, how much lower is it going to go? In the last half of the month to a final July reading of 63.7 versus 63.8 mid-month and 71.5 for the final in June. So it's down from 71.5 in June to 63.7 at the end of July. Not looking good. Consumer sentiment is going into the toilet, too. Comparison of the two latest readings against final in June indicate that sentiment sank the most during the first part of the month. Well, with all this talk about the debt and, you know, debt limits and all that, and the continuing saga of Libya and the shootings in Norway, well, what do you expect? Pessimism is centered where it's most unwanted, and that's in expectations, where the component is at 56.0, up slightly from 55.8 in the mid-month, so on and so forth. The deepening pessimism is at least not tied to inflation expectations, which have moderated from June. I guess people out there just think we can continue to spend money like a bunch of reckless whores, and, hey, not going to have any inflation. Well, I doubt that. Here's the Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index. Consumer confidence dropped last week as Americans' views on the economy plunged to the lowest level since the recession. The Bloomberg Consumer Confidence Index slipped to a minus 46.8. Well, it's 6 feet down now. Just go ahead and bury it. Erect the headstone. Let's walk away. All of three of the index's subcomponents fell last week. The gauge of Americans' views of the economy, which is the difference between those with positive versus negative opinions, sank to a minus 88.1 from the minus 83.7 the prior week. The measure of personal finances retreated from a more than two-year high, while the buying climate index fell to the lowest level since early June. Well, that's that one. Pending home sales index. Contract signings for existing home sales were on the rise in June as the pending home sales index rose 2.4%. The gain is especially notable given that it follows a surge in May. The year-on-year rate is another possible or positive, moving from May's plus 13.4 to 19.8%. Right. Pending home sales index. And we've got, what, 7, 8, 9 months of backlog homes laying out there. Natural gas in storage rose as well. We'll be right back and talk about the gross domestic product and is it ever gross.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
I know, we're supposed to be doing good news in this segment, but, this is not such great news. This is the gross domestic product, and as I said, this is pretty gross. Here it is, right off the Econoday. You know, you can skip a lot of the reading in your news basket if you'll just go up and visit Econoday.com and get these economists' reports for yourself. Put them in your eyes. This is what most of the other economy writers go to. And then they just fill it out with experts say and references and anecdotes and quips and things like that. But this is the real deal. Here's the highlight off of Econoday. It's official, but it's worse than earlier believed. It's official, but it's worse. The soft patch. You know, they've been talking about this soft patch. Some talking head came up with this idea, soft patch. Well, I just call it quicksand. That's what it is. The soft patch, we're mired down in the mud here up to the axles of the wagon, honey. The soft patch continued into the second quarter as GDP growth, here's your gross domestic product, growth proposed a very sluggish 1.3% annualized rise following a downwardly revised increase of 0.4% in the first quarter. No, just hang around. You don't like these numbers. They're going to get worse, and they'll change them later. Analysts had forecast a 1.9% boost for the latest quarter, and the first quarter was previously estimated at 1.9%. Today's report includes standard annual revisions going back 3 years for most series. Doesn't matter how far they go back, you know, but as they say, figures don't lie, but the liars definitely figure. Demand numbers improved, but barely. Final sales of domestic products improved to up an annualized 1.1%. Now just, you know, lay 100 pennies out on the table there. Add one more to your pile. Does that make you feel better? No. Okay. Anyway, most of the anemia in the second quarter, anemic, baby, get the paddles. This one needs some resuscitation. Most of the anemia in the second quarter came from the consumer sector, which came to a screeching halt. This is official writing, your book. Government purchases declined modestly while gains were seen in net exports. A screeching halt. Economy-wide inflation, according to the GDP index, showed only incremental change in momentum. The annual revisions did not change economic history a bit, and overall, it was not good. The recent recession was worse than earlier believed, when the contraction is not annualized, but rather reported as the actual decline over the six-quarter period. GDP fell a cumulative 5.1 percentage points larger than the 4.1% as previously estimated. This was the largest recession since World War II. The bottom line is that the economy had much to recover from. The revised data indicate how important stimulus efforts were, though there is plenty of room for debate over what portions were most effective or what might have been more effective. The current economy is still sluggish, and both businesses and consumers need clarity from Washington on debt ceilings and deficit reduction plans to move forward. Meanwhile, economic news in the latter Q2 and early Q3 suggests only modest improvement in growth. So, unfortunately, Benjamin Shalom Alev Israel Bernanke's plan didn't work. Employment cost index, increasing acceleration in benefit costs, fed an outsized 0.7% second quarter increase in the employment cost index. Well, what's an employment cost index? how much it costs to keep the employees on on the plant floor. Anyway, it was benefits which were up 30% of the index. Of course, the wages didn't go up. So they're having to keep people around by pumping in the more benefits, but they cannot change the wages. So they're giving them more Twinkies and Ho-Hos, a side table full of, donuts and coffee in the morning, and promises for the future. China urges power plants to increase their thermal coal imports. Okay, China, thermal coal, what, carbon footprint? Yeah, it's going to get very dark over there. China, the world's biggest energy user, asked power plants to increase their coal imports to ensure maximum generation to meet the summer demand. You know, you got billions of people over there. And as they come closer to the Warden June Cleaver America 1950s, two-bedroom Rambler with a 57 Chevy in the driveway, well, they got central heat and air. And they want to use it. China's southern regions may face temperatures of up to 39 degrees Celsius. I don't speak Celsius. It must be hot. I don't know. It's 100 degrees here. In the near term, exacerbating electricity supply tightness as residents increase the use of air conditioners. The NDRC said electricity load from using the air coolers this summer may expand by 13%, accounting for a quarter of the maximum load, the top economic planning agency said. Now, that's the way they talk about communist China. You know, the red communist Chinese, they have the planning agencies. Go back and look at Gosplan one time in the Soviet Union. Here's a little bit more. IKEA buys Scottish wind farm and plans 39,000 solar panels in the UK. Alex Morales writing this one for Bloomberg. IKEA Group, the world's biggest home furnishings retailer, bought a wind farm in Scotland. Damn. A little farm in there. And plans to install 39,000 panels, solar panels, on its UK stores as part of a goal to get all of its energy from renewable sources. Of course, that's kind of a poorly crafted sentence. That's not the truth, and it's not the truth at all. All right? But let's find out why it's not true. IKEA bought a 12.3-megawatt wind farm in Huntly in northeast Scotland from Good Energies Capital Incorporated. Chief Sustainability Officer Steve Howard said in a phone interview, that's enough to cover 30% of IKEA's UK electricity use. All right, now that's 12.3-megawatt wind farm. They buy that one up. But it's, of course, not feeding their buildings. It's just a wind farm up in Huntly. Anyway, that's enough to cover 30%. We've only got 30%. Write that down on your tote board. The solar panels, totaling 2.1 megawatt, will be fitted on 10 stores, providing an average of 5% of each shop's power. Now, let's see, we're up to 35% and only 5% of each shop's actual power. So I guess this headline is not quite as truthful as it could be. The Huntly purchase added to wind farms the company already owns in Denmark and France and Germany. By building up a renewables portfolio, IKEA is seeking to reduce its exposure to fluctuating energy prices. Of course, if it goes brown out for IKEA in England, their wind farms in Denmark, France, and Germany will be of little help, nor will the one up in Scotland, but they're excited, so we should be too. Quote, the principal strategy is to match the direct energy consumption of the business with electricity production from renewable assets. Howard said yesterday, we can certainly see a point in time where renewables are likely to be the most cost-effective form of energy generation. The solar panels, which will cost close to £4 million or $6.5 million U.S. to fit onto the buildings, are made by China's GS Solar Fujian Company, according to Howard. The Denmark's Vestas Wind System supplied the turbines for the wind farm, he said, declining to comment on the purchase price. And that's what you'll never hear. The real cost benefit analysis on Don Quixote's windmills. But they're doing this all for certificates, renewable certificates, all right? It's the carbon trading, carbon exchange program of action. Scientists, big news, who reported that polar bears were drowning, is suspended by the U.S. agency. Well, this is good news. Jim F. Thesauzi, or something like that, Jr., writing this one for Bloomberg, Well, we'll have to come back to this one and talk about the polar bears right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Radio online worldwide at OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yes, it's true. The scientist who reported that the polar bears are drowning is suspended by a U.S. agency off the Bloomberg website. Newsy News. A U.S. government wildlife biologist whose work contributed to the listing of polar bears as a threatened species has been suspended. According to a group that supports government scientists, Charles Monet, a researcher in Anchorage, Alaska, with the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, Regulation, and Enforcement, was placed on paid administrative leave on July the 18th, while the Interior Department's inspectors general investigate, quote-unquote, integrity issues. According to a copy of the suspension order provided by Washington-based Public Employees for Entire Environmental Responsibility, or PEER, P-E-E-R. I guess that would be a peer-reviewed study. Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility. Wouldn't say that they had any special interest there. Monet, or Monet, I think this is Monet. Monet is overseeing several scientific studies that would affect decisions on permits for oil and gas development, according to peer executive director Jeff Rutsch. The group filed a misconduct complaint today against government officials on Monet's behalf. All of the scientists, this is a quote, all of the scientific contracts previously managed by Mr. Monet are being managed by the highly qualified science at Boehmer, B-O-E-M-E-M-R-E. B-O-E-M-R-E, that's the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, I guess. Agency spokeswoman Melissa Schwartz said today in an email, Monet's suspension was reported earlier today by the Associated Press. In 2006, Monet and a colleague reported observations of polar bears drowning in open waters following a storm. It happens from time to time. Relax. Put your shorts on there, Monet. The paper, published in the peer-reviewed journal Polar Biology, was cited by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in its 2008 decision to list the polar bear as threatened under the endangered species. Isn't that interesting? One report. One article. A colleague reported observations of polar bears drowning, and they put it on the Endangered Species Act. Jorge Bush administration cited the effect of global warming on the projected decline in the sea ice that polar bears depended on for survival. See, this is called piling on, all right? You got a couple of polar bears in trouble out there in the open water. You know, they do that from time to time. And then the Bush administration piles it on and blames it on global warming. Climate change symbol. Average temperatures in parts of the Arctic have warmed at 10 times the global average. Of course, the global average is mighty low. I believe the ice packs are growing, the icebergs and the other things, leading to major reductions in summer sea ice, close quote. According to the Fish and Wildlife Service decision, less ice, here's the key word here, this is the operative, may result in increases in bear mortality associated with swimming when there is little sea ice to buffer the wave action. Maybe we need boogie boards for polar bears. Boogie boards for polar bears. We'll buy stoves for the Africans with chimneys so that they can figure out chimney technology. Maybe we need boogie boards for polar bears. Anyway, the designation became a symbol of the effects of climate change. Quote, it caught public attention because it was the first sighting of drowned polar bears in open water, close quote, Rutsch said. It goes really good on the cover of your Bugs and Bunny magazines, your Sierra Clubs, your glossy rotogravures. Very dramatic, you know. You see this polar bear out there spluttering, gasping. Well, what can I say? The bears were witnessed by other people. There are contemporaneous notes, and there are photos, so we're mystified as to what's going on. The state of Alaska filed a lawsuit claiming the polar bear decision would limit resource development and the economy. So we've got two sides to the argument, all right? They're the special interests that would like to see this polar bear issue go bye-bye. And then there's the Bugs and Bunny crowd that would love to see the polar bear be the poster child for global warming. And then there's the brown fellows like myself that lived in Alaska and has flown over the Arctic Circle with my father, who is a bush pilot, and I've looked down on the pack ice and seen the polar bears in the middle of a 300-yard circle of red as they devour a bull walrus. Yeah. Anyway, polar bears are more than capable of taking care of themselves. Best available science, the Endangered Species Act decisions were predicated on the best available science. Well, when your science is no damn good and you base something upon it, maybe you should rethink it. Anyway, Chris Tollefson, a spokesman with the Fish and Wildlife Service, said, you know, best practices. And then he says this, quote, our understanding of that is constantly evolving. Evolving. And their orientation, Chris Tollefson here is an evolutionist, obviously. But they say that their understanding of that, of what? Of the idea of the best available science. Their understanding of the best available science is it's constantly evolving. We're not sure what the best available science is. We're not sure whether we should use empirical data, objective observations, subjective ideas. Anyway, Barry the Usurper created an interagency working group led by the Interior Department to see oil and natural gas exploration in Alaska. The group will coordinate permit decisions and environmental reviews for onshore and offshore projects, including Royal Dutch Shell PLC's plan to drill in the Chukai and Beaufort Seas. And that's really what this article is all about. And I'd have to ask, why is Royal Dutch Shell PLC drilling in our seas? Send them to hell, as they say, up a long ladder and down a short rope to hell with King Billy and his Pope. If that don't do, we'll tear them in two and send them to hell in the red, white, and blue. As we go into this period, quote, this critical window where permits are going to be decided, you'll do it without the benefit of Monet's or Monette's work. So much for that. Well, this isn't a pleasant thing to have to report. Sent to us by one of our listeners. Went around, checked out some of the other sites out there, and there seems to be a considerable interest in this, so it doesn't appear to be a spoof. I hope I'm not being spoofed. But here it is, industry catalog and price sheet for fabricated foreclosure documents leaked. And this is by an Alexander Higgins, Jersey City Civil Rights Examiner for the Examiner.com. Examiner.com, Jersey City, New Jersey. All right? Foreclosures lawyer releases bombshell industry catalog and price sheet for fabricated documents used by Wall Street banks in America's mortgage foreclosure fraud mills. According to a report on the Daily Mail, a lawyer has leaked an industry catalog and a price sheet for fabricated documents, which is attached to this page. And I opened that page and looked at it, and it didn't look like it was necessarily plated in gold, but it looked reasonably credible. The catalog provides Wall Street bankers that are committing widespread mortgage fraud, we can all agree on that, by running foreclosure mills, that's been verified, a means of fabricating documents on demand to push fraudulent foreclosures through the courts. Well, I looked very carefully over this catalog and the price sheet, and it's basically an opportunity for this company to provide in-county services to all of the various legal beagles when they're in distant locations to get things accomplished. Now, there is some possibility that you could use this information to become complicit or participant in mortgage fraud, but there's other things in the catalog. The Daily Mail has published the catalog online, noting it serves as proof of widespread loss of mortgage documentation. Well, I don't know if it didn't serve as proof to me that that's the case, but it is definitely a document, and we should be aware of it. The missing documentation forces mortgage companies to fabricate new documentation in order to process foreclosures, and then once the fabricated documents are then rubber-stamped by foreclosure judges without verifying the validity of the documents. And it continues, the practice has led to several cases of homes being foreclosed on even when the homes didn't have mortgages on them. We've all heard this story. According to a Reuters reported from just a few days ago, instead of making the bank stop their practice of widespread mortgage fraud, states are actually negotiating deals to give banks participating in foreclosure fraud immunity from prosecution. We've reported on that. But at the same time, we have to say that the attorneys generals are not in one mind on that one. There's still division, and that story is still out. So anyway, we did talk about that. Definitely, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Chase, Citi, and the other banks are trying to build a firewall. They don't want to have to be sued over and over and over and over again, as they ought to be. They want to just do an umbrella job. In a related scandal, then, it goes on and talks about a man that was murdered, apparently. So let's go on to the next one here. This is the bombshell news, the Daily Mail. At Bombshell, check out this industry catalog and price sheet for fabricated foreclosure documents. And I've got the sheet open in front of me. It looks like a scribbled PDF file. And you can see yourself that there's information on that. It's the GetNet Document Recovery, Docs, D-O-C-X, D-O-C-X. We'll be right back. A little bit more to go in the news, then we're going to go into other topics.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Jumping over an article off of StopForeclosureFraud.com, Cantwell, and this would be Maria Cantwell. Cantwell calls on federal agencies to release records on banks' foreclosure practices. So the heat is on, all right? For nearly 30,000 Washington state properties in foreclosure, Maria Cantwell calls on federal agencies to improve the transparency in an effort to root out the robo-signers. This is a rather older article, July 20th, but it's still pertinent. Today, Washington, D.C., today, July the 20th it is, U.S. Senator Maria Cantwell, a Democrat from Washington, joined Senator Robert Menendez, Democrat out of New Jersey, and eight other senators in urging for increased transparency among mortgage servicers' practices to prevent illegal foreclosures. In a letter sent today to the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the senators urged the agencies to increase information regarding each mortgage servicer's performance to the public to prevent illegal foreclosure practices. The letter arrives in the wake of recent reports that illegal foreclosure robo-signing by banks is still rampant. Rooting out illegal foreclosure practices would help ensure that Washington state homeowners are not being unfairly forced to leave their homes. Though, or through the first 6 months of 2011, Washington State had the 15th highest foreclosure rate in the country. Realty Track reports that the state had 4,450 new foreclosure filings in June, and that overall there were 29,398 foreclosure properties. We believe, here's the quote, we believe it is essential that the items listed above be made available to the general public, or the public will lack confidence in both the foreclosure review process and the results, close quote, said Cantwell and other senators in their letter sent today, quote, this is particularly the case because the foreclosure reviews are being performed by consultants who are chosen by mortgage servicers themselves, and those consultants often have conflicts of interest in that they are not prohibited from getting future business from those same mortgage servicers. And the article just rolls on and on. Okay, long letter. Good one, though. Nevertheless, a little bit more along the same line. Boy, we've got good listeners out there this morning, you know. Well, yesterday night, last evening, I read in the local newspaper that the SAT tests are there and they're getting ready. All the young people are getting signed up to get their names entered into the academia database so that they could be marketed for college entrance. Anyway, so all of them getting ready. We're coming towards the school season again. Back to school. Yeah, that's right. A lot of people are out on vacation, and I guess a lot of the writers for Bloomberg are out on vacation too, because I've never seen such a pallid offering of new newsy news off Bloomberg as was the case this morning. But from our listeners, filling in the gap for me here. Great news. It's finally public. We've been screwed for 100 years. This email begins. Well, that's their words, not mine. The first ever Government Accountability Office audit of the Federal Reserve was carried out in the past few months due to Ron Paul, Alan Grayson, amendment to the Dodd-Frank bill, which passed last year. Jim DeVine, a Republican senator, Bernie Sanders, an independent senator, led the charge for a Federal Reserve audit in the Senate, but watered down the original language of the House bill, H.R. 1207, so that a complete audit would not be carried out. And, of course, as this article is going to go ahead and reveal, and we reported on it when it happened, you know, it was necessary for the Federal Reserve to send out their mailing list of everybody that they gave bailout monies to. And those, I think there was like 27,000 records. I couldn't figure out how to get my Excel spreadsheet to be able to sort and pick and sort. But somebody did, so we've got some numbers for you here. Nevertheless, the results of the first audit in the Federal Reserve's in nearly 100-year history were posted on Senator Sanders. That's Bernie Sanders. He's the guy that grilled Lloyd Blankfein over that Timberlake deal. Anyway, nevertheless, the results of the first audit were posted on Senator Sanders' website earlier this morning. What was revealed in the audit was startling. $16 trillion had been secretly given out to U.S. banks and corporations and foreign banks everywhere from France to Scotland. From the period between December of 2007 and June of 2010, the Federal Reserve has secretly bailed out many of the world's banks, corporations, and governments. Federal Reserve likes to refer to these secret bailouts as an all-inclusive loan program, but virtually none of the money has been returned, and it was loaned out at 0% interest. Why the Federal Reserve had never been public about this or even informed the United States Congress about the $16 trillion bailout is obvious. The American public would have been outraged to find out that the Federal Reserve bailed out foreign banks while the Americans were struggling to find jobs. Oh, baby, what a web we have wove. To place $16 trillion into perspective, they go on and continue to remember that the GDP of the United States is only $14.2 trillion. So they gave away more than an entire annual, you know, gross domestic product one time around. In late 2008, the TARP bailout was passed and loans of $800 billion were given to failing banks and companies. That was a blatant lie, considering the fact that Goldman Sachs alone received $814 billion. And all that time, they're recording the best quarters they ever had. Anyway, when you have conservative Republican stalwarts like Jim DeMint and Ron Paul, as well as a self-identified Democratic socialist like Bernie Sanders, all fighting against the Federal Reserve, you know that it's no longer an issue of right versus left. When you have every single member of the Republican Party in Congress and progressive congressmen like Dennis Kucinich sponsoring a bill to audit the Fed, you realize that the Federal Reserve is an entity unto itself, which is things we all know. Americans should be swelled with anger and outrage. I think people ought to become vocal local and just say no to the whole system. Anyway, dropping down, here's the end of the email. The list of institutions that receive the most money from the Federal Reserve can be found on page 131 of the GAO audit and are as follows. You'd have to dig in to page 131. Here they are. Citigroup, $2.5 trillion. Morgan Stanley, $2.04 trillion. Merrill Lynch, $1.949 trillion. Bank of America, this is your tax dollars at work. This is debt loaned into existence, created out of thin air. Bank of America, $1.34 trillion, all right? And they're out there haggling with mom and pop of America over their foreclosures, right? Bank of America, Merrill Lynch. Barclays PLC, United Kingdom. Can you say the Rothschilds? They picked up $868 billion. Bear Stearns, now defunct, $853 billion. Goldman Sachs, $814 billion. Royal Bank of Scotland, I think the Queen owns that one, $541 billion. J.P. Morgan Chase, that's, yeah, right, Tony Blair sits on their board. J.P. Morgan Chase, $391 billion. The Deutsche Bank, Germany, $354 billion. This is the Deutsche Bank, the Deutsche Börse. J.P. Morgan and the Deutsche Börse merging. Anyway, the UBS, $287 billion. That's out of Switzerland. Credit Suisse out of Switzerland, $262 billion. Lehman Brothers, now gone, bye-bye, $183 billion. Bank of Scotland, that's the Queen's Bank too, I believe, $181 billion. And BNP Paribas out of France, $175 billion. So that's how we pay off our friends, I guess. That's just the thing to do. Dry summer. Make some forage high risk for livestock. We talked about the beef prices going up and the drought that continues here in the southwestern Missouri and all across America. Well, this is the Wednesday, July 27th edition of the Berry County Advertiser, our small circular newspaper that goes around. Dry weather and unusual growing conditions create a number of concerns for livestock producers, according to Eldon Cole, a livestock specialist with the University of Missouri. Now, this is another one of these change agents. All right, extension guys, extension council fellows. But anyway, they do talk well sometimes. But what's going on here? Well, largely, it's the nitrite levels. When you got hay or grass pasture, it's been as hot and as dry as it is, the nitrate level goes way up, and that's not good for cattle, all right? And if you're baling that kind of hay, it's a real danger for feeding later. These high nitrate levels, there are tests that you can do. They do a subjective test based on a color change after a solution is placed on the cut surface of fresh stems, said Cole. We like to check several stems or stalks to get a representative feel for what risk the field may hold. A risk. You turn your cattle loose in there and you might find them in the morning on their sides. But here we go. It's possible for the forage to lose that... Excuse me. Nitrate levels are reduced from 25 to 50% when forages are harvested as silage or haylage, whether in silo or wrapped in plastic. Quote, it's possible for the forage to lose that much and still be capable of causing poor performance. In other words, they stunt growth. They don't grow well. Abortions and even death if initial levels of nitrate was really high. Said Cole, forages put up as dry hay do not show the lowered toxicity seen in silage. So you bale the stuff and it's even more toxic. Well, watch as the beef prices soar this winter, folks. Watch as the beef prices soar.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become local local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, July the 29th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. You like to say, kicking off the shoreline and setting course for the second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. Getting our ship of state ready to go here. Anyway, back to the discussion. The first hour, variety of news, kind of a paltry offering today of news, but some newsy news anyway. One other article here, maybe a little bit more. Again, right out of the local newspaper here. It's a small town, small county newspaper. this is, the public is encouraged. Listen to this now. Here's the headline. Shoal Creek Watershed Group to hold an ice cream social and educational meeting. Boy, doesn't that sound wonderful on a hot summer's evening? An ice cream social. Educational meeting. Yeah, the Watershed Group. Well, here's the article. The public is encouraged to attend an ice cream social on Monday, August the 1st. That'll be 7 o'clock p.m. at the Wheaton High School Vocational Tech Building, VOTEC Building, sponsored by the Shoal Creek Watershed Improvement Group. That would be the SCWIG, SCWIG. Those attending will see a demonstration of the new online geographic information system mapping application for the South, or for the Shoal Creek Watershed Improvement Group. That's right. You get a chance to see the new GIS, GPS, Global Governance System for your watershed, and watershed management planning. According to Drew Holtz, now he and I are kind of like rivals, I could say. Drew is quite the guy. Yeah, anyway, he works for the University Extension Council as well. He's a change agent, and he's good. He's good. He's a good one. He's a bronze man. He's got bright white teeth and a even tan, and he always wears his Henley shirt and a sports jacket over the top of it with his khaki slacks and brown polished shoes. It's kind of like a uniform almost. Anyway, here's the quote. We encourage everyone with a care or concern. Do you have a care? My friend, do you have a care this morning? Or a concern? Is that a company? A corporation? But no, it's a care or a concern. It's like, you know, worrying about the polar bears doing the backstrokes in the Arctic Ocean looking for a iceberg to crawl out on to eat their baby seals for breakfast. We encourage everyone with a care or a concern. I mean, this is going to be a hanky-wringing session, and they're going to be chowing down on the ice cream at the same time. We encourage everyone with a care or a concern about soil and water conservation within land areas that drain into Upper Shoal Creek to attend and participate in this meeting. Holt says that in addition to the GIS mapping application demonstration, SCWIG's landowner cost-share program for septic tank pumping and for replacement of failing septic systems will be discussed. And there's lots of heated debate about this. All right? Septic tanks and watersheds don't go well. Unfortunately, for a rural home, septic tanks, you know, they're very expensive in the $20,000 range and up, depending on your soils. All right? makes the difference being able to stay on your little farm and continue to live there or not. If you happen to be determined, if your septic tank happens to be determined faulty, all right? Failing septic systems, as well as other soils and water conservation programs available to landowners, SCWG is especially interested in hearing ideas from local landowners. This is a consensus meeting, all right? We want to get some ideas. This is like your little babushka squads coming out. Is especially interested in hearing ideas from local landowners for improving and protecting water quality in the streams of the Shoal Creek watershed.
I'm so concerned about those confined animal feeding stations. I'm so concerned about my neighbor. He's got dogs in the back. I think he's running a doggy mill.
Yeah.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And off the UTNEReader.com, Utney.com, I guess you'd say that, UTNE.com, Utney, University of Texas, maybe? Yeah, maybe. Best of Alternative Press, Organic versus Monsanto by Danielle Magnuson. Brief article here. More than 270,000 organic farmers are taking on corporate agriculture giant Monsanto in a lawsuit filed March the 30th, led by the Organic Seed Growers and Trade Association. The article sent in by one of our listeners, and I think before that. The family farmers are fighting for the right to keep a portion of the world food supply organic. Well, that's about time. And preemptively protecting themselves from accusations of stealing genetically modified seeds adrift onto their pristine crop fields. It goes on and talks about how powerful the consumers can be. We've talked about it before. Albert Van Dicey held the Vicenian chair at Oxford, the same one occupied by William Blackstone. Anyway, he wrote an excellent book. I've shared with you excerpts from it, Opinions and Crosscurrents of Opinions as They Affect Law and Legislation. You know, it's always two sides to every argument. We need to hear them both and get them fairly aired. Landowners, remember this, they are the real conservationists. And the bottom line on all things food, no farmers and no food. Well, let's go into our study a little bit today. The Rivals and the Substitutes for Reason. This out of a book I've shared with you a little bit, Reason and Nature, an essay on the meaning of scientific method by Morris Cohen. We saw about that scientific method up in Alaska, regards the polar bears. This copyright 1931 by Morris Cohen. I have a third printing, June 1931, in front of me. Chapter 2, The Rivals and Substitutes for Reason. All right? Talking about reason here. All right? Reason and nature. The laws of nature and nature's God. And reason. Reasonableness. Free will, if you will. The enlightenment. Rivals, the rivals and the substitutes for reason. Our rapid survey of the usual arguments against rationalism has not only shown their limitations, but is also something of the partly reasonable motives which have led to the revolt against the older rationalism. We may make this clearer by examining more of the claims of the various rivals of reason. Of course, we can go into the founders here, go back to Light and Liberty, Reflections on the Pursuit of Happiness by Thomas Jefferson. We go into other books here on the table. Human Nature, Its Remaking, Hawking. But we'll stick right with this for now. Authority. The prestige of authority. Authority. Experts say. Experts said. The prestige of authority. Why? He's piled high and deep. Look at all those doctorates. It is generally recognized, rests more firmly in custom. Customary, you know, when somebody says, well, I'm a juris doctorate, everybody is supposed to humble themselves, even though the original 13th Amendment made that sort of humility unnecessary, actually illegal in this country, unlawful. By increasing the means of travel and communication and thus making it possible for us to visualize ways other than those under which we have grown up, the Industrial Revolution has been one of the most potent forces in undermining the prestige of the customary. And be careful now. Remember, it's out of the customs, the tongues, the tribes, the creeds, and the traditions of people that law arises and nations and states are built. But again, there's a potent force undermining the prestige of the customary. By showing the people of Europe that they could take things into their own hands and change the traditional forms of government laws, and even the systems of weights and measures, the French Revolution made the path of questioning and revolutionary spirit more easy. You know? Question authority. But it also frightened those impressed with the fact that the basis of civilized society rests on habitual obedience and deference to organized authority. This is again, 1930s, writing here, Morris Cohen. From that latter point of view, modern history is a fall from a social order in which everyone knows his place and its duties to a bewildering chaos of conflicting claims without any authoritative guidance. And it was into this mix that Thomas Paine and Thomas Jefferson and Henry St. Simon and Auguste Comte and all the others, John Stuart Mill, it was into this chaos, this bewildering chaos of conflicting claims, everyone who is challenging authority, that our story of positivism began. The claims of authority have, therefore, been usually pressed or repelled with more poignancy than philosophic detachment. In discussing the principle of authority, we should distinguish between the necessities of conduct and those of purely theoretic decisions. Janet Napolitano. The Patriot Act. Purely theoretic decisions. This distinction is frowned upon in an age which so glorifies practical conduct as to regard purely theoretic contemplations either as impossible or as a sinful waste of human energy. Here we are all sitting around the alternative media, radio monitors, listening to these sorts of theoretic contemplations. Some would say that this is a sinful waste of human energy as we reevaluate some of these experts that say. Nevertheless, the distinction is quite clear and important. In matters of conduct, we are frequently compelled to decide at once between exclusive alternatives. We must, for instance, either get married or not, go to church or stay out, accept a given position or refuse it. In theoretic issues, however, we may avoid either alternative by suspending judgment when we realize the inadequacy of our information or evidence. So even though this book was written over 70 years ago, it's just as pertinent today as was the day it was written. I'll say it again. It is true. Come back into it a little bit. In theoretic issues, however, we may avoid either alternative by suspending judgment when we realize the inadequacy of our information or evidence. When you're talking about how did the buildings fall in the live burning sacrifice visited upon New York City, how did that happen? Well, sometimes you have to just suspend your judgment if you realize the inadequacy of the information or the evidence that you have on hand to make decisions. It is true, of course, that most people, after having made a decision, do not like to entertain any doubts as to the adequacy of its theoretic justification. All right? They all their 9/11 truth shirts already done, man. They got the Ron Paul banners. They got the meetup group formed. If somebody tells them they're wrong or challenges it or questions it, well, then all the firewalls go up. All right? This is voluntary ignorance, willful oblivion, unwilling to change, unwilling to reconsider. Do we have the best information available? In haste, did we make a judgment? So on. But by no canon of intellectual integrity can dislike of doubt constitute a proof of the truths assumed. And back into the trivium once more, going into logic. In practice, then, it is often much more important to come to a decision one way or another than to wait for adequate reasons on which to base a right decision. You know, you'd stand there at the edge of the cliff and decide whether shall I jump or shall I not? Or shall you just go have a beer on a hot afternoon? Hey, I'm with you. Let's head to the tavern.
HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from DistributedLiving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So once again, having recourse to some wisdom from the past, Reason and Nature, an essay on the meaning of the scientific method by Morris Cohen. This is Harcourt Brace and Company, copyright 1931. Talking about the rivals and the substitutes for reason, continuing along here, he says, hence, mankind frequently finds it necessary to settle doubts by means that have nothing to do with reason. Among such means are the throwing of a coin or a dice. And parenthetically, he adds, of which the Urim and Thummim may have been an example, and that's the breastplate of Hoshin, the high priest. It's divination in general and a cleromancy, basically just objects that are involved in the divination, all right, divining things, throwing dice. Of course, you know, you go back into Confucius and rolling dice and throwing dice, all that sort of stuff, and you do definitely understand the Chinese love to gamble. Tossing a coin, throwing a coin. The flight of birds, the character of the entrails have been an example. The flight of birds, the character of entrails in the sacrifice or the ravings of the smoke-intoxicated priestess of Dodona. Note that not only minor questions, but important ones like war have been decided this way. All right? So just guess, a wild-ass guess, right? When all else fails, guess. When all else fails, act. The desire to find justifying reasons for adhering to decisions once made may promote the belief that these non-rational ways of terminating issues are controlled by supernatural powers on whom it is safer to rely. And you hear all the time, this is spiritual warfare. Yeah, I guess, spiritual warfare. What the hell, yellow cake was a good enough idea, let's go into Iraq. We want that oil. We want to expand Israel's, the hem of Israel's garment, right? Anyhow, continuing. But in most cases, the given practice is much older than the various explanations offered for it, and it functions in eliminating doubt and bringing about decision is undoubtedly the primary fact. Modern anthropology is making us realize that the superficial character of the old rationalization, which regarded the claims of all magicians or prophets to be supernatural or inspiration as premeditated fraud. Here in the 1930s, you wouldn't expect it. But all of a sudden, you start to determine that Morris Cohen has been influenced by the positivism of Henry St. Simon and Auguste Comte. And as I've said before, you read their writings and you know the underlying information, then you can start to recognize positivism and positivist thinking everywhere. In primitive communities, magical power and the sovereignty which goes with it are often literally thrust on certain individuals who generally share the prevalent ideas and the illusions. This is Auguste Comte's first stage of human development when mankind is in his infancy. He's led by priest kings, priests and priest kings. You could also think of it on the Native American soil, you know, with the shaman and the Well, the shaman. We thrust sovereignty on others because most of us are unhappy under the great burdens of having to make decisions. Why are you so reluctant to get involved with politics? Perhaps you don't want to have your decisions put on display. Maybe you wouldn't like to have your life rolled out in front of everyone. We can see this in our own day in the way in which the sovereignty of final or authoritative decisions have been imposed in many fields upon newspapers. Throw it under the media. Let the court of public opinion give us advance notice. Worried by doubts as to the correct dress for her boy of 10 at an afternoon party, the anxious mother writes to the newspaper. You know? What is those? Heloise? Something like that? Wishing to be certain as to what is the proper judgment to be passed on a play or a concert, we hasten to consult the next morning's newspaper. Hey, how was that Grateful Dead concert, you know? How was that opera last night? Does the ring really ring well? The latter thus becomes an authority on dress, on the pronunciation and use of words, and on the proper conduct for young women engaged or in love, etc. Political authority or sovereignty has its basis in just this need to have practical controversy settled. Whether you show up at a watershed meeting or whether you storm out in mass, 27 or 270,000 organic farmers against Monsanto, whether you're marching up and down in the sidewalk with your bullhorn trying to shot down the walls of government. Political authority or sovereignty has its basis in just this need to have practical controversy settled. Why do we have a deliberative assembly? Why do we have local governments and state governments and city governments and national governments and international governments? Because we have practical controversies and we need to come to some meaningful settlement. When we are parties to a suit, we are anxious that the issue be settled justly, i.e., in our favor. But there is a general interest on the part of all members of the community in having controversy settled one way or another. Otherwise, we fall into a state of perpetual war or anarchy. This is the Thomas Hobbesian all men at war against all men concept. So it's important, so important is this, especially to people depending on routine work like agriculture or industry, that mankind has borne the most outrageous tyranny on the part of semi-insane despots who are being ruled, insane children and adolescents. You see, however, all of the talking points that we use today can be found right here in these simple pages. Otherwise, we fall into a state of perpetual war, anarchy, so on and so forth. Outrageous tyranny on the part of semi-insane despots, rather than by revolt, break the habit of obedience and face the dangers of anarchy before the rebel leader effectively asserts his own tyranny. So let's back up and catch that one again, all right? Give it all to you one more time. So important is this, especially to people depending on routine work like agriculture or industry, that mankind has borne the most outrageous tyranny on the part of semi-insane despots, rather than by revolt, break the habit of obedience, and face the dangers of anarchy before the rebel leader effectively asserts his own tyranny. It was not an Oriental, but the most influential of Occidental philosophers, Aristotle, who argued that even an admittedly bad law ought not to be replaced by a reasonably better one, because changing the law diminishes a prestige which is most effectively based on habitual obedience. You don't care if driving 55 miles an hour is what everybody else is going to do. I'll drive it 55 miles an hour, even though my automobile is more than capable of doing 155 miles an hour. Well, let's go on to a different one here. Really like the American idea of mission. This by Edward McNall Burns. Now, Edward McNall Burns was the author of The History of Civilization, which we covered in previous broadcasts. You can go back and find it in the archives, but this is his other book, The Puritan Heritage, page 49. Edward McNall Burns, Concepts of National Purpose and Destiny. This is the Rutgers University Press, 1957. The Puritan Heritage, he writes, for the most part, the philosophers who found in Puritanism the source of everything good in America were the same men who extolled the heritage from Britain. To a degree, this can be attributed to the pride in their English ancestry, but it cannot be taken as the sole explanation. Some, at least, acknowledged a broader and earlier source of Puritan values. George Bancroft, for example, hailed John Calvin as the father of popular education, the originator of free schools. He sought to identify William Penn as a disciple of the Huguenots and maintained that the ships that brought the first colonists to New Amsterdam were filled with Calvinists. He was prepared to argue that anyone declining to honor the memory and the respect the influence of John Calvin knew but little of the origin of American liberty. At the same time, Bancroft's adoration of Puritanism bordered upon religious worship. The Puritan, in his eyes, was the incarnation of all the virtues that ennoble a human being and set him apart from his fellows. Every believer who had experienced the raptures of devotion regarded himself as one chosen by God. For him, the Almighty had appointed a Savior to die and rise again for the benefit of the very elect. Oh, we'll be right back.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back on a little bit further into this wonderful book, The American Idea of Mission by Edward McNall Burns. We're here on page 95. He writes this, what democracy meant to the founding fathers, okay? The founders of our political system have left little doubt as to what they meant by democracy. For the most part, they conceived it as a rule by the people directly in contradistinction to the popular rule through representatives. Underline that. Key in on that. We have a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government here, not democracy. But most of them thought of it also as a synonym for the sovereignty of the masses or the supremacy of the majority. Defined in either sense, it was viewed by nearly all of them in a distinctly unfavorable light. Of course, when you look at the writings of Auguste Comte and Henry St. Simon, you'll find that just about universally throughout the time period, the philosophical radicals were all extending the bird to democracies. Even Thomas Paine said, you know, when he was considering that idea, that ours would be a national or a continental system, not a provincial system. Only at the most bare bones level, like at a voting precinct meeting where you're using Robert's Rules of Order, can you have something like majority rule where all those in favor signify by saying aye and those opposed nay and the ayes have it? That's still not mobocracy. That's still not democracy. But the founders viewed democracy in a distinctly unfavorable light. Madison, for example, is the chief architect of the Constitution and the author of the most notable essays of the Federalists papers. Don't forget there's the Anti-Federalist papers. Read them as well. Left such a legacy of hostility to the rule of the masses that he appeared to many in later times as virtually a prophet of oligarchy. To his credit, it must be said that after the new government was established, he fought for the Bill of Rights, condemned the Alien and Sedition Acts, and sought to limit judicial review to a defense of the prerogatives of the court against encroachments by Congress and the executive. But shortly before, during, and immediately after the Federal Convention, he seldom referred to the rule of the majority except to condemn it. All right? Another interesting little sidebar there. Back to our other title here, The Rivals and Substitutes for Reason, Cohen. Political authority or sovereignty has its basis in justice need, again, to have these practical controversies settled. Somewhere along the line, you're going to have a rule of law. There are going to be things we're going to have to agree on. You know, so many people look to the Bible as the foundation of our system of law, and in many regards, it is. It's not the thou shalt, it's the thou shalt nots. All right? Law. But what the Bible could do in just a few verses, Congress approaches with thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of pages. English and American communities are apt to flatter themselves on having eliminated tyranny or despotism by the rational devices of parliamentary or constitutional government. Let's see what the man has to say. The men of the 18th century believed it possible to have a government by laws and not by men. Some lawyers believe this today, perhaps because they do most of the governing. Of course, we didn't want lawyers in our midst either. It is doubtless possible by political devices to minimize certain of the grosser forms of tyranny, and a certain amount of discussion of a more or less rational character may profitably be introduced into the shaping of our laws. And again, this being written in the time of the reign of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. But so long as men fall short of perfect knowledge and goodwill, they will have to obey laws which they find oppressive and unjust. Laws made, administered, and interpreted not by abstract reason in heaven, nor by a mythical will of all the people, but by ordinary human beings with all their human limitations upon them. If every individual refused to obey any law that seemed to him immoral, the advantages of a state of law over anarchy would be lost. But as they discovered very early on in Rome and Greece, that a law that will not be obeyed won't be obeyed. Now, I should say, the law that cannot be enforced will not be enforced, and a law that is unenforceable is no law at all. That's the way I should have said it. If every individual again refused to obey any law that seemed to him immoral, the advantages of a state of law over anarchy would be lost. This is not to deny that tyranny may go to such excesses as to make the temporary anarchy of revolution preferable. But in the ordinary course of human affairs, such occasions must be regarded as exceptional or relatively infrequent. Actually, therefore, though some forms of government may be in the long run work more reasonably or more agreeably to the will of the citizens, the principle of authority means that the good citizen will submit to what is in fact the arbitrary will or unwise opinion of some boss, legislator, administrator, or judge. And here again, we could also include the family and begin there, just as Thomas Jefferson suggested that we do. We look to the family farm. We look to the home place first. And you understand that not every father in the household is going to be just and fair in all dealings and might be very much a tyrant. You'll want to slide off the farm with your bags as early in your life as you possibly can, or be thrown off his farm. The practical necessity for authority does not mean that an absolute monarchy or a hereditary nobility can guarantee a regime of law and order. Experience has amply shown that a titular absolute king may be, in fact, helpless in the hands of irresponsible courtiers, and that hereditary nobilities may be unruly as well as selfish, just as democracies may, in fact, be ruled by natural leaders or well-organized cliques. So it's not a one-size-fits-all deal. It all is based upon the individuals that make up these various organizations. If you got a real A-clown like we got in Washington today, you're going to get the benefit of that. If you've got somebody that's real just and has his head screwed on straight, you'll have that. The same in the family, it's the same in the precinct, it's the same in the towns and the cities, and the counties, and the states, nationally and internationally. In practice, authoritarians are people who are so afraid of the perils of change that they blind themselves to the absurdities and the iniquities of the established order, while reformers and revolutionists are so impressed with the existing evils that they give little heed to even greater evils which their proposals may generate. As I've said in the past, you know, Unless our cure be worse than the disease, it behooves us to take the time carefully to study these things out. We can't afford any mistakes at this juncture. We're headed for that GIS, GPS, global governance, techno-totalitarian box canyon from which there will be no escape if we allow ourselves to go in there voluntarily, complying, affirmatively, acting on that. And then it continues. So there's more there. Let's go over to this one. Slightly different take on things. This one by William Hocking. William Hocking, Human Nature and Its Making, Remaking. William Ernest Hocking, professor of philosophy at Harvard, darling. Harvard University. Back in 1918, writing this one, published by the Yale University Press. Talking about what is possible. What is possible. It is peculiarly the legislator who needs wisdom about the possibility of durable changes in human character and who in ages of efforts to improve mankind by law should have gained some empirical wisdom of his own. Since he must deal with masses and averages, and in fact, we find a kind of official legislative pessimism or resignation voiced frequently by the wise and great from Solomon through this day. At present, it derives large nourishment from statistics. And we've talked a little about statistics when we were looking at Gloss and Baker, the intro to business. Lots to be said about business statistics. The secular steadiness of the percentages, let us say, of the major crimes, shows in the clearest light where the constant level of no effort lies. When Huxley, likened the work of civilization to the work of the gardener with his perpetual warfare against wildness and weeds, Aldous Huxley being mentioned here, he pictured a philosophy for the legislature, a perpetual warfare against wildness and weeds. Are you one of those wild animals? Are you one of those weedy plots this morning? The world-wise lawgiver will respect the attainable and maintainable level of culture, a level not too far removed from the stage of no effort. Just enough pressure on the reins to guide the horse.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And again, thinking about what is possible, the world wise lawgiver will respect the attainable and maintainable level of culture, a level not too far removed from the stage of no effort for those that have ridden horses, you know, a good riding horse. Your posture is important, how your feet are placed in the stirrups are important, your attitude, your manners, the spirit that you're actually operating in, how you hold the reins, all of that. You can work together with a horse. The horse understands, is listening, is feeling, trying to sense what it is that you want him to do, him or her to do. Again, not too far removed from the stage of no effort. A gentle hand, just lay the reins over the horse's neck and guide him with your knees. Machiavelli was not inclined to make little of what an unhampered ruler could do with his subjects. Yet he saw in such passions as these a fixed boundary to the power of the prince. How far can the prince go in his daily dealings? It makes him hated above all things to be rapacious and to be a violator of the property and women of his subjects, from both of which he must abstain. And if Machiavelli's despotism meets its master in the undercurrents of human instinct, governments of less determined stripe, whether of states or of persons, would hardly do well to treat these ultimate data with less respect. Indeed, there are many who believe at present that our social pilots would do well to relax their strain in the field of conscious character building and turn their attention back again to the stock. Perhaps nature was sagacious after all in making improvements primarily at the point of reproduction. If anything extensive is to be accomplished, may not eugenics offer a better prospect than eternal discipline? Interesting inclusion of that statement in the writings of Cohen. All right. May not eugenics offer a better prospect than eternal discipline? The future of the race may conceivably be found in a new and scientifically developed aristocracy of blood. With the old material, nothing important can be achieved. This gets more interesting as it goes. Unfortunately, we're running out of time, so I'll go to the next text here. And back to our discussion, Frank Emmanuel, The World of Henry St. Simon, Chapter 12, Man Before History, where we find these words written. To him, the momentous moral act was the perception of one's right place in the historical process and the decision to follow its dictates. Where are we in the historical process? Are we in that age now, the positive stage of human development? Are we in an age of intellect? A man's primary duty was therefore to understand the nature of the historical epoch into which he was born. We struggle, you know, as they say in the Bible, kicking against the pricks. And boy, aren't there a lot of pricks these days. We kick against the pricks. We struggle not recognizing the historical epoch into which we are born as a necessary preliminary to discovering what his role should be in the stream of history. Man had to comprehend the general direction of its flow. As I've shared with you before, two principal seminal questions. Who am I? And whose am I? Answer those two and you're well on your way. The whole conception of moral conduct, thus, had its source in a philosophy of history. Of course, for St. Simon and Auguste Comte and Carol Quigley and many others, this philosophy of Edward McNall Burns, these philosophies of history are important. Failing to analyze correctly the vital forces at play in the epoch in which he lived, a man could act neither rationally nor morally. If we don't correctly diagnose the disease, if we can't isolate the disease, how will we ever effect a cure? If constantly we're distracted by an endless stream of symptoms and victims and victims and symptoms and never focusing our attention on curing the disease, there can be no recovery. There will be no restoration of our constitutionally limited republican form of representative government. There will be no abolition of the established two-party political system, the spirit of division. The same public morality, even as science, had no meaning out of a historical context. Private acts, as such, had no great significance at any time. Yeah. Yeah, you can stand aside, you can be a sideliner, but just remember that private acts as such had no great significance at any time. You think it was a private act that led to the death of John Kennedy in Dealey Plaza? Guess again. A private act shooting up at the USS Liberty? Guess again. Abraham Lincoln getting his head blown open? Guess again. As he had written to his nephew Victor, you think the guy over in Oslo was operating privately? A private act? I don't think so. As he had written to his nephew Victor in his historic role of philosopher, St. Simon rather playfully considered it his duty to make a social experiment of his life, to indulge himself in all manner of strange experiences with the avowed purpose of drawing conclusions at the end of his days for the betterment of mankind. St. Simon was one of those kind of guys that looked at life as a smorgasbord. And he wasn't going to fill up on any one thing. I want a little bit of everything. I'll try all of those desserts. Thank you. I always go to the dessert counter first, after all. If I get my fill of dessert and still have room, I might eat some supper. It was a matter of relative indifference that he injured his fellow men during the course of his field work in social science. Drop down a bit. I can prove, here's a quote, I can prove that I have been despoiled by a man with whom I lived for more than 10 years on terms of the greatest intimacy, by a man whom I had enriched, and who is certainly one of the most austere moralists of the present generation, close quote. Hegel adopted precisely the same position in his philosophy of history with respect to world historical individuals. And I'm going to just drop down more. St. Simon's morality, although it represents a departure from 18th century universalism, that's Catholicism, was nevertheless not relativist in the sense that all action could be explained, understood, and perhaps condoned. The moral act was absolute at any particular historical moment. A moral man had first to undertake a study of world history to trace the mainsprings of proper conduct in his age. Only then could he determine what his course of action in life should be. Saint Simon, like so many of his followers, was intoxicated with history. Throughout his writings, the proposition is self-evident that if a man failed to choose the right side in the great conflicts of his time, he would be guilty of the most heinous crime against humanity, for he would thereby be impeding the movement of progress. How do we stand when we discuss sustainable development? Which side of this argument need we be? Do we make the right decisions? Do we have the tools in our toolkit? Making the most of the recent awareness made of the trivium and the quadrivium, do we have enough tools in our toolkit to reason well and to choose well? We have free will. We have the power to choose. But choices have consequences. As I've shared before, you take out your birth certificate, look on the bottom of there, there's no warranty. Flip it over on the back, there's no guarantees. Choices have consequences. We have to choose carefully. We don't have a system of limited liability when it comes to life. Life has strict liability. You shoot your mouth off in the wrong place at the wrong time, you could drop in a pile of blood on the ground. You can't indemnify yourself against everything that the creator of the universe might throw at us. Planetary bodies in proximity to the planet Earth, well, what are you going to do about that? Take charge of the things you can actually act upon right where you are in your precincts and in your towns. In the cities, in the states. At the end of the day, you might be with everybody else looking up. But at least you'll know you've done all that you can in the time allowed with the tools that you had available to you. And go down happily. Continuing, there is, of course, a pervasive confidence in all of his works that the partisans of the true historical destiny of man, those whose faith in perfectibility will ultimately triumph. These are the grains. This is the seeds of what has become this New Age religion. Blavatsky, and Bailey, and Dracul, and all the rest of it. All right? Of the generality, there is hardly a single instance of doubt or even an isolated expression of the ambivalence. But the determinism is not absolute in every detail. Even Aleister Crowley no doubt believed that he was on the right track, no matter how lost he was. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.